quay, meaning birds sitting on water, is considered a kind of Eden by the area's First Nations. The River Valley, a protected conservancy, is one of the most intact ancient forest ecosystems on the British Columbia coast, hosting a mind-boggling array of flora and fauna, including a healthy population of grizzly bears and every denomination of salmon. Several villages with thousands of years of history were once located at various points between the mouth of the river and the remote inland lake from which the quay flows. It was a sacred geography, so pristine and brimming with cultural and historic significance that it has fallen at the center of its territorial dispute with the neighboring First Nations. I'd first heard about quay on the same trip I had taken earlier in the context of its connection with a recent Sasquatch encounter that had caused panic at the youth camp. Three of the camp's teenage counselors had claimed to see a giant, broad-shouldered humanoid watching them in the light of the full moon, just 80 feet from their cabin. The creature stood on two legs and stared at them, transfixed, for almost a minute. When they realized it wasn't a bear, the teenagers became terrified. One of them ran into the cabin and emerged with bear bangers, cartridges that issue an explosive sound, which he fired to scare the animal away. Rather than turn tail, the creature stood its ground and continued to stare. It watched them for several more seconds before it casually turned around and sauntered down the hill, the sound of its footsteps echoing behind it. Prior incidents had also occurred at the camp, going back years, involving howls, tree knocks, and loud stomping late at night. Well, that's from In the Valleys of the Noble Beyond, In Search of the Sasquatch by John Zada. And what can we say? Bigfoot? Sasquatch? It's a legend as old as folks have been dwelling in the western North American forests and for some in the eastern forests as well. And as for me, as old as the 1960s in my memory, it's the legend of that Sasquatch, that giant, hairy, human-like creature said to inhabit the deep woods of our nation's continent. Intriguingly, our true life story, both in its deep history and in its current travel log-like writing, is set in a land that is no white man's journey into the wilderness. This is a land long settled by Native Americans, First Nation people, in Canadian parlance. Two, it is a land that anyone familiar with small town, village life will be familiar with, deeply focused on one's neighbors and their doings, much less interested in the larger world outside, which is viewed with suspicion in the best of times. As the blurb on the book puts it, quote, on the central and north coast of British Columbia, the Great Bear Rainforest is the largest intact temperate rainforest in the world, containing more organic matter than any other terrestrial ecosystem on the planet. The area plays host to a wide range of species, from thousand-year-old western cedars to humpback whales to iconic white spirit bears. The doings and sightings of the giant creatures who were reported here were part of a pre-planned journey prepare for a proposed travelogue to be published about the sea forest country of British Columbia, a travelogue with a focus on tales of the mysterious Sasquatch as a key part of the book. But as our author, the explorer and journalist John Zada, begins his journey, he is taken aback by the deep suspicions of his motives by the people of the Canadian First Nations when he visits with them in their homes, set deep in those forests and lakes of Western Canada. Carefully, Zada finds that he can develop tentative bonds and a brittle sense of acceptance with the local leaders of the Canadian First Nations by sharing his own larger family story of generational pain living under colonial rule in Southwest Asia. This allows Zada to learn from the Native Americans' stories about Sasquatch, stories about Bigfoot, and what stories they go on to tell. Together with our author, we slowly piece together the long, long stories of human interactions with these Bigfoot creatures which have haunted, have lived, in valleys such as the Hoodoo for hundreds and thousands of years. It is said that tough-talking, ruffian Northwest loggers were run out of their deep woods camp, loggers leaving their equipment behind as recently as the 1960s. And in our own 21st century, First Nation teenagers on vacation at summer camp in the deeply forested hilly woods of the Pacific Coast shared those stories of loud, oddly haunting noises in the hills around their camp at night. And they tell as well not a few tales of seeing giant hominid-like creatures passing through their cabin windows at night, the creatures dragging their fingernails across the cabin's outer shingled walls. It was scary stuff. Along with the sightings of the mysterious Sasquatch are the ages-old encounters humans have and have had with other wildlife in the area, the grizzly and black bears, the bald eagles, the ubiquitous ducks, and let's not forget the river-running salmon and the sea-dwelling whales. Indeed, tales of the once plentiful wildlife's struggle to survive in the early 21st century dot the text and give more and more context to this often distant, closed-off world in which Sasquatch is said to live. And of course, this is a land of villages and of people. As we heard earlier in this review, the native peoples of this Pacific Northwest coast are long, long-time inhabitants of these watery hills and valleys. Their own first people histories and the reports of archaeologists agree that human habitation in this Northwest country can be traced back thousands and thousands of years, maybe as many as 14,000 years. And there are no photos found in the valleys of the Noble Beyond, no sketches either, but then there are plenty of supposed photos and certainly of sketches to be found with a quick internet search or a perusal of the Myths and Legends book collection in any of our local libraries. You can find pictures of Sasquatch, of Bigfoot, aplenty. Why are we humans so fascinated by hairy, human-like creatures that live in the forests of our world? Well, as so many other reviewers of this book have said, it's the magic of the unknown, the pull of the tantalizingly different, the scariness of monsters that never really leaves our psyche, even as we age. As another reviewer put it, quote, "Are they out there and just really good at hiding? Is everyone just seeing things overwhelmed by the majestic greatness of nature? Are they an evolutionary offshoot, a legend, a fairy tale? For the peoples of British Columbia's great forested coast, they are sort of an accepted fact of life." John Zeta isn't saying yes, and the man spent a lot of time looking in a lot of places. He does, however, gives some very clear psychological explanations for why and how someone might think they saw one. And why not? There are far less exciting things to hallucinate out there. So it's down to what you believe, or what you want to believe. Frankly, Sasquatch and company are very easy to debunk and explain away, as this book amply demonstrates, but they are much more fun to believe in. Given the opportunity, why not choose a world with such magic in it? Like many of us, our author was pulled into the Bigfoot world as a young person, and now, as a more skeptical adult, Zeta finds he's still fascinated by these creatures of the deep green. So let's finish our journey into this green, this wet world, with Zeta's own answer to the questions he, and probably we, ask at the outset of the book. "The more we humans denude our environment," he writes, "the more elusive the Sasquatch becomes, and thus the more we grasp for it, not quite realizing that we are chasing after an aspect of our own nature that is vanishing with the disappearance of our Earth's nature. It is no wonder that the indigenous residents of the Great Bear generally don't pursue Sasquatches or make too big a fuss about the creatures beyond paying them the normal respect. The compulsion doesn't exist because, in a way, the essence of the creatures already lives within them. It exists in their surroundings and in their intent and actions as responsible stewards of their lands and waters." Quite an interesting read. If you remember being surprised and excited and maybe even scared of those Bigfoot creatures as a youth, you might want to revisit this book as an adult. In the Valley of the Noble Beyond, In Search of the Sasquatch, it's quite a good read. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.